Greetings, citizens of the world. We are anonymous. On July 16, 2015, James Daniel McIntyre was attending a planned and public protest against BC Hydro in Dawson's Creek, British Columbia. RCMP were called to address another individual, yet somehow managed to set sights upon the wrong man.
It was a year ago this week that a man wearing a Guy Fawkes mask was killed outside an open house for the Site C Dam project. And soon after, the online activist group Anonymous announced the man shot dead by RCMP was one of theirs. And that message you heard just a moment ago was recorded a year ago by the online activist group Anonymous. And the sounds from a witness video of police backing up arriving, one year later, our northern CBC reporter Betsy Trumpener joins us with the latest on the deadly RCMP shooting that made international headlines. And so, Betsy, good morning.
Good morning.
A year on, do we know what happened?
Robert, a year on, there is still no official story about what happened. What we have been able to finally do is find out a bit more about the man who died, about James McIntyre. Now, you may recall after that shooting, Site C job fairs were delayed, opponents scheduled protests against Site C canceled. Anonymous demanded to know who the officers involved were. They wanted them criminally charged. And Anonymous claimed that they had hacked the RCMP website and even released CSIS documents in their attempts to get justice for James McIntyre. But again, a year on, BC's police watchdog, the Independent Investigation Office, says the bulk of their investigation is done, but it's still not complete. So the version of events that we had a year ago is still the version of events that we have now. The fact that officers were called to a public information session on sightseeing being held by BC Hydro in Dawson Creek. There was a report a man was causing a disturbance, flipping over tables, disrupting the event. And we now know that the man police shot was a different man than the one inside the meeting. RCMP say that when their officers arrived, they saw a masked man outside. They thought he was connected to the complaint, and they say this man had a knife. There was a confrontation, and the masked man was shot. We now know that's James McIntyre, a 48-year-old local man who washed dishes for a living in Dawson Creek. Now, some of that confrontation between McIntyre and the police was videotaped, you may recall, by a man in a hotel across the street. That video went viral. But it's a video that the cousin of James McIntyre said he couldn't bear to watch until now. And here's what the cousin, Keith LaRiviere, told me.
The video, which I only watched last week, it's pretty tough stuff. Have you seen it? Yeah, it's horrifying. Jim didn't deserve to die in a brutal manner and left in handcuffs for his blood to run out on the sidewalk. Why would you do that? I don't think the truth will ever come out because the truth is with Jim. The truth is with the dead man, and that's a fact.
So it's been a year, no official answers about what happened yet. But can his cousin shed some light on James McIntyre, Betsy?
Yeah, for the first time, a family member is speaking out. Now, McIntyre's family is grieving, of course. They've asked for privacy at this difficult time. Because of that, we've known very little about James McIntyre, who he was. We've never seen a picture of his face until this morning. We posted one online. But this week, as the anniversary of his death approached, Keith LaRiviere, his cousin, invited me over to have some tea and talk about Jim, as he called him. I went over to his tidy house here in Prince George. It's filled with plants and his young son's guinea pigs. Keith was wearing a tie-dye t-shirt with the slogan, "Only the truth matters." He had a necklace saying, "No Site C," and on his head, a baseball cap with stormtroopers from Star Wars, his son's favorite movie. Now, Keith remembers the cousin he grew up with as someone special, unusual. He never went out to play. He never joined teams. And even as an adult, the cousin that he saw regularly at big family gatherings, because Jim was always there saying little but never conversing, sitting alone or watching TV, he says his cousin was a gentleman, an innocent man, didn't drink, didn't have a girlfriend, didn't drive a car, the kind of guy who always crossed the road at crosswalks. He says he was introverted and intelligent, but he stuttered and he rarely conversed with people. He loved model trains. And in fact, the cousin was surprised. He didn't know anything about McIntyre's ties to the online activist group Anonymous. But he knew that his cousin had connected online with model train enthusiasts across the U.S. Now, we heard that James McIntyre was a dishwasher. He worked at the casino and a restaurant in Dawson Creek. And Keith says his cousin won awards for his great work. He could control the dish pit. He was there on his own. And that's where he thrived.
Interesting.
Oh,
okay, so let's go back then. So do we know more about why James McIntyre was outside that sightsee meeting?
His cousin doesn't know. He said his cousin would never hurt anyone, and he imagines he was there in his mask to make a statement. He said that he and his cousin shared certain values. Keith is Cree, his cousin is Métis, and LaRivière says they shared this deep concern and love for their land and the environment. And he said that McIntyre was upset about the Sightsee Dam project and the prospect that farmers and First Nations might be flooded out.
He was concerned with the Peace Country being destroyed to another dirty project. Got shot and killed in Dawson Creek by the RCMP. He was the softest, most polite person you'd ever come across. They were trying to take his voice away. We're here to give it back.
And Keith LaRivière says he wants people to know his cousin was a gentle soul, not a criminal.
Okay, but he was involved with the online activist group Anonymous, no?
Anonymous claimed James McIntyre as one of theirs. After his death, social media accounts came up with his moniker JMac. And we know that in the hours before this confrontation outside the Sightsee meeting, that JMac had sent out Twitter Twitter messages saying the Anonymous Splinter Group 2 is going to attend this meeting in Dawson Creek. We know that JMac sent out a Twitter message to Interpol, the RCMP, and BC's premier saying, ready for our little showdown. Our people are going to be in place at that meeting in Dawson Creek. Now, of course, witnesses reported McIntyre had a knife. IIO did seize a knife from the scene. RCMP aren't commenting. They're saying you'd have to inquire with the Independent Investigation Office. They have control of the file. The Independent Investigation Office told me they are aware of media reports of Anonymous's part in the case, but they say that doesn't change how they investigated. And of course, Anonymous, after the shooting, demanded the officers involved be identified and criminally charged. They hacked the RCMP's website. Leaked CSIS documents. One activist even claimed she'd brought down the city of Dawson Creek's website. But here we are, 1 year on. Still no official answers about what happened.
I recall the IIO saying it would take months, and it has taken months. It's taken now a year. We'll continue to follow this as we await further answers from the IIO to what happened. Betsy, thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks, Robert.
I appreciate it. Our CBC reporter in Northern BC, Betsy Trumpeter. Hey, can you read more about the story on our website, as Betsy mentioned, at cbc.ca/BC. And your thoughts, we'd like to hear them on this story. You can call the listener line at 1-866-340-1932 or email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.